Mrs. Harris, what's wrong? Why are you up here? Where's the tea for Mr. Morales? I'm supposed to bring it up to him no later than 10. Oh, Mr. Kearney, I'm so glad you're here. Mr. Morales went into his room with the morning post. He's upset about his chocolates. They're 2 days late. Yes, he's had me ringing them up for 2 days, but I can't get through. But they arrived this morning. He got the package in the post. Then he locked himself in here in his study. But I thought I heard him crying in there. I've been knocking and knocking, but he told me to go away. He said to go do the shopping, but I'm afraid to leave him. Mr. Morales, sir, it's Kearney. Wouldn't you like your tea now, sir? Do you hear anything? I think he's moving around. Oh, Mr. Morales, open the door! Open the door! Stand back. Oh, Mr. Morales, what have you done? Ring up the police, Mrs. Harris. It's too late. He's killed himself. There's a note. Go on. Why did you do it, young man? All that money, all that education. What possessed you? To my valet and housekeeper, I'm sorry. It's all over. The chocolates have run out. I don't understand. The chocolates are right here. A whole box of them from Royalty House. You're one of the richest men in London. You could have bought a warehouse full of chocolates.
Doctor, are you here? Well, you look very self-satisfied, tipped back on your lab stool with your feet up. You look like the cat who got the cream.
Good morning, Sarah Jane. Glad you got my message. I am self-satisfied. I am extremely self-satisfied.
Found a new planet?
No.
Cured a disease?
Cured half a dozen before lunch. You missed it.
Phew. Well, let's see. The TARDIS is in one piece. But if you wanted us to be off in that thing, you wouldn't be tilted back on that lab stool doing nothing.
No, I would not. Guess again.
And there's nothing on fire, so it can't be a new gadget you've invented.
Steady now.
Well, you'd better tell me, because a busy journalist like me takes precious little interest in asking questions of anybody with that smug look on his face.
I have the answers right here in my shirt pocket, inside my jacket. And here they are. What are those, then? Tickets to something? Take a whiff as I wave them gently under your pretty nose, my dear.
I smell chocolate. Hey, are those invitations to the Chocolate House Tour?
Those of us who have been invited choose to call it the Royalty House Tour, as that is what it's properly called. And it's not just the tour, Sarah Jane. It's an invitation and two passes from me and my chosen companion to spend a weekend there, getting to know the place.
Choose me! Oh, I'd love to go!
Careful, Sarah Jane, you nearly knocked me over.
You don't want to take the Brigadier or some chum from UNIT.
Chum from UNIT? Chum?
So you ought to take me.
You know, we should have tea. I'll get the cups. Of course I ought to take you, but the understanding is that we are a couple. A pair.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? We'll go as father and daughter.
Father and daughter? What do you mean, father and daughter? I'm still in my prime.
Then we could get a proper suite. Please take me with you. I'm dying to go.
Well, of course I'll take you with me. That's why I called you here, to ask you to come along.
Oh, Doctor, that's wonderful. Thank you. I'm dying to take one of their tours. Oh, maybe I can do a story on it. Where's the tea kettle? And just think, all that free chocolate. I've heard that you can have as much as you like while you're there.
You know, I cannot understand the incredibly addictive draw that chocolate has on even the most sensible of young women.
Oh, I love chocolate, especially well-made chocolates, and they're ever so expensive.
Yes, but why? Excuse me, my dear, while I find the sugar bowl. What's the attraction?
It tastes so good. What else?
I've never had time to investigate it, but there's a magnetic draw of chocolate for human females. Perhaps I'll look into it before we make the trip. Or perhaps while we're there. It's this weekend. That's the best I could do. Hope you can get away on short notice. I'll make a point of getting away for this. You don't snag a pass to the Chocolate House more than once in a lifetime. Royalty House.
Hey, what gives? Why are you so keen to go up there? You got your nose into some sort of trouble.
Sarah Jane, you have a suspicious mind. As a matter of fact, the brig wants me to go have a look round.
Whatever for?
Oh, that financier, the one who committed suicide a couple weeks ago. When he was found, there was a box of the Royalty House chocolates in his room. Matched the scenario of another poor fellow who did himself in a few weeks before. Box of Royalty House chocolates nearby.
That is odd.
Well, not really. Plenty of suicides have occurred, regrettably, in the interim between these two, with no Royalty House chocolates in view. When you're testing with a sample size of only two, there's a lot of room for coincidence.
Had they eaten quite a lot of it?
No, actually. The first fellow had eaten about three pieces, and the other had taken the lid off the box and then set it down. Perhaps a feeble means to distract himself from his suicidal thoughts. Or just a final failed comfort before death.
Was the chocolate analyzed?
Yes, nothing amiss. And boxes from the same lot had been shipped to other well-to-do chocolate fanciers, who showed no ill effects, no inclinations to do themselves in. The police wrote it off, but by then the Royalty House had been called in, and they issued invitations to anybody who might need them. Very cooperative, so the Brigadier received a pair of passes.
And the Brigadier just handed them off to you?
The Brigadier, my dear Sarah Jane, has no interest whatsoever in chocolate.
And you do?
Well, my interest is not as keen as yours, but I do fancy a weekend in the lap of luxury. The Royalty House keeps a fine table, manicured grounds, and the sort of wine cellar that you can only read about.
But look here, are the police short with suicide?
Absolutely. Self-inflicted gunshot wound in the first, and the fatal jump from a fourth-story window for the second. Alone in his rooms, doors locked.
But somebody must have suspected the chocolates.
Not really. Both men were worth millions of pounds and handled the portfolios of dozens of corporations and fortunes. It was necessary to explore every link, every similarity. Recent discoveries about alkaloid components of chocolate prompted the police investigation to consult UNIT, as we have better forensic methods than anybody else. But the chocolate came out innocent.
Are you sure? You don't think Royalty House pulled a switch on you, substituted normal chocolates for poisoned?
You know, you've read too many detective novels, young lady.
Bosh, I haven't read any. Not lately.
Royalty House Chocolates has a large clientele and was quite anxious over being put in an unfavorable light. They quite literally swung the doors wide to allow investigation, and they carried out their own in-house audit of materials and processing. If anything, they encourage thoroughness.
So you're satisfied?
My dear Sarah Jane, you can indulge your sweet tooth as much as you like, and the worst consequence will be stomach ache. So pack along some peppermint just in case.
Doctor?
He'd better not forbid you from going to Royalty House.
Miss Smith, what a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you, Brigadier. I was just leaving.
Miss Smith is going to accompany me to the Royalty House tour this weekend.
Do you think that's wise, Doctor?
Why not?
You might want to take a look at this book. New information from a disgruntled former sales vice president.
Sweet Sorrow, an account of the tears I shed at Royalty House. By Stephen Ischink.
Looks like a rag. Self-published, but it does blow the lid off, at least on the private life of the chief financial officer and founder of the company, Jack Hylas.
Not the chocolates themselves.
No, more an account of philandering, abuse of workers, deception, and misuse of funds. The author was a highly placed officer in the company, and Hylas stole his wife right out from under his nose, covered up everything for years, and lied his way out of one compromising situation after another. This chap finally got wise and secured a divorce. He left the company and has documented the moral lapses of the founder.
But has not indicted the quality of the product.
No, there's some interesting background information that lends doubt to the official story of how the company grew. But they never adulterated the chocolate or produced anything unsafe. Not as far as this chink writes. The processing of the chocolate has always been sanitary and proper.
Well, I can thumb through it if you like, but I don't think scandal caused the suicide of those two men. There was certainly no indication of that type of link between them and Royalty House. Neither one was especially a playboy. Brigadier, could I borrow this? I promised to bring it back.
If it's all right with the doctor, yes, Miss Smith, you may borrow it for a day or two. I'll be seeing you at Royalty House, no doubt.
You're going up there this weekend.
Just to close things up in the investigation, assuming that you don't unearth anything.
Come on, admit it, Brigadier. You are addicted to chocolate.
I assure you, I am quite indifferent to chocolate, Miss Smith.
You're joking.
Not at all. It's very nice with coffee after a large meal, but I probably eat less than 2 ounces a year. Good morning to both of you, then. Look at those soldiers. Soldiers all over my grounds. Royalty House is not a place for soldiers.
When are they leaving?
They say they'll be out soon. Just keep being nice to them, David, or we'll never get them out of here.
Yeah, I'm as sweet as old pie to them. But what's it going to do to our business?
We can wait a few more days for them to clear out, then we'll get things back to normal.
Maybe we can find a way to get a handle on these unit people. I think we should make sure they all get a lot of chocolate, as much as they want.
Whatever you have in mind, don't get caught.
If we throw a wide enough net, Dad, we'll catch one or two little fishes, and then we got a handle on the gang of them. Just leave it to me.
They're bringing a woman with them this weekend, some kind of civilian who's worked with them before. You see to it that she leaves this place safe and well. None of your little games with this one.
Oh, you can trust me, Dad. I'll see that she leaves. Alive and well.
You've got that expression on your face of intently trying to put things together.
No, I'm merely freezing in this open car.
Let's not get sidetracked by shady business deals and second-rate chocolate processing. Our concern is why those two men committed suicide.
My concern is to get a good story. If the suicides are a dead end, well, I mean a mere coincidence. It's still worth my time to investigate the Hylas story. And you know, Hylas never even mentioned the book to the Brigadier.
Well, I don't think a man would mention a book that alleges him to be a heartless adulterer. But Ischink didn't write about the ingredients in the chocolates or the processing, did he?
No, not that I saw. His book is more about the culture of Royalty House chocolates. How people gain power, who is in power, who is out. How his wife was taken away from him, things like that.
Say, is this going to make you lose interest in all that chocolate?
Not at all. If I dislike Jack Hylas, I shall eat twice as much of his chocolate. I plan to be an expensive adversary.
Hit him in his pocketbook, eh? This must be the front gate. Oh, they must be expecting us. It's opening. You all right?
Half frozen and dead on my feet. I hope they've got a lovely room ready for us. The lawns and gardens are absolutely vast.
Look at all those blazing lights up ahead. That's the main building. Very grand indeed. Like a palace on a hilltop. What do you think of the size of that?
I've seen bigger.
Now you're just boasting.
Look at those huge double doors and the lovely glass panels. Almost like church windows, but not as dark.
Here comes the hired help to get the bags.
Welcome to the Royalty House.
Welcome to the Royalty House, sir, madam.
Shall I see to your car, sir?
Yes, thank you. The luggage is in the boot.
Right you are, sir. We'll have that luggage to your rooms in a jiff.
You're with the unit investigation, sir, madam.
Yes, Dr. Smith. This is my daughter, Miss Sarah Jane Smith.
Right this way, then. We'll have you settled in no time.
Well, now, this is more like it. Oh, the doors are opening.
If you'd like to follow me up the steps, then.
Oh, it's very grand. Let me take your arm. Well, all right, then. But, my dear Sarah, you're on the verge of ridiculous.
Got that luggage, Bill? Hold it steady. This way, Miss Smith. Dr. Smith.
Look at those chandeliers. How many are there?
Better watch where you're going, Sarah.
We'll take the east end hallway, then. This way.
Are those children coming out of that lift? It must be a very large family. Too many for one family, surely.
No. Did you all say thank you, children?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Miss Blind.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome, children. You be good boys and girls, and we'll have you back soon. Did you get your chocolates?
Yes, we did, sir. Thank you.
Goodbye, children. Happy kids, eh?
Are they from a school?
No, St. Nick's, sir. This way, if you will. Billy, mind the corner there. Try not to nick the luggage. Royalty House is a sponsor and contributor to St. Nicholas's Hospital for Children. We usually have half a dozen to a dozen of them here any given weekend. That lot back there are outpatients for epilepsy. They have hard lives. Difficult already for them to keep friends. So the quacks at the hospital thought giving them time together might make things easier for them. Here's the lift. Wheel it in backwards, Billy. That's the way. All aboard? Right this way, Doctor, Miss Smith.
This it?
Oh, this is splendid. A fireplace in the far wall. A sofa for me and an easy chair for you. Oh, look, little dishes of chocolates everywhere. I think I'll be very happy here. And here's a fruit basket and a small telephone. And right by the fire, a bottle of wine, a corkscrew, and two glasses.
You just ring down for your dinner if you like. There's a menu tucked in the fruit basket. This way, miss, your half-suite is here.
This is a half-suite? Oh, it's fantastic. The bed is the size of my bedroom at home.
Oh, we've got all kinds of grand things tucked away for you. You're meant to have every comfort during your stay. You'll find plenty of gifts, compliments of Royalty House, hidden away for you. Dr. Smith, I'll just show you to your room while your daughter makes herself comfortable.
My what? Oh, yes, yes, lead the way. Your dinner's come, and I've got the fire going. I hope you haven't made yourself sick with all those chocolates.
No, I feel perfect. Will you slice a piece of beef for me, please? Ooh, is that Yorkshire pudding? I'll have some of that. Look at that gravy.
How many chocolates have you eaten?
You know, that does smell terrific. Ooh, give it here.
Would you like the easy chair? I can pull it closer to the fire if you like.
No, I'll sit next to you on the sofa. That way I can put my feet up on the coffee table.
Well, all right then. There now, are you comfortable?
You call the brig?
He called me while you were changing. He says he has to see us first thing tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
You know, you look a bit flushed, Sarah Jane.
The hot bath made my cheeks rosy, that's all.
And your hands.
You don't feel too hot. I feel super. Oh, but there is one thing dreadfully wrong.
What's that?
Oh, I would like some wine.
All right, then. The thing is, Brigadier wants us to keep a low profile tomorrow morning. I'm not sure what's got him concerned. Probably nothing. But if you want a late morning, it would be just as well.
Oh, this cork. I can never get it back into the bottle. There. That's done it.
Here's your wine. Sarah?
Oh, she's asleep. Just like that.
Sarah, are you all right? Sarah, can you hear me? Well, that's some response. Sarah, I'm going to bring your feet onto the sofa so that you can lie down properly. Here's a pillow for your head. There we are.
Well, she's too deeply asleep. Could those chocolates do this?
Maybe all the sugar spiked her insulin. Sarah, her pulse is strong, just slow. Where's my watch? Yes, strong, just very slow.
Oh.
I knew you would be here. I knew, Doctor. I knew you would. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Everything is perfect. Let me look at you. I'm so glad it's you. It's you.
Sarah, my dear, I think you're dreaming.
Yes. Yes.
Sarah, would you like a blanket? And she's asleep again. It's almost like she's sedated, but... well, maybe she just had too many sweets and the hot bath. Well, there's only one way to find out. Where are those chocolates? Here goes. That's one. That's two. That's three. Well, they are good chocolates. Good enough. All right, there's four, five, six. Still, they don't taste odd, and I don't feel sleepy. I better go find my medical kit and do what testing I can on the rest, but they don't seem to be anything else but chocolate.
Is it? Does that clock really say 10?
Good morning, Sarah Jane. How do you feel?
Fine. Why aren't the curtains drawn back? Do you like sitting in the dark? Oh, wait. I have to stretch. Oh!
You all right, Sarah?
Oh, yes. Two glorious days at Royalty House, and it's so late. Nearly 10. I should have set an alarm. Oh, look at that glorious sunlight. Is there hot coffee?
Yes, and toast and eggs, too, and sausage. They're on the breakfast cot.
Now, that's better.
The brig's on his way up with news.
Well, I'd better get my coffee, then. You know, I can't remember going to bed last night.
You fell asleep on the sofa.
Oh, thanks, then.
That easy chair looks just right. I wonder if I'm too grown up to have chocolates for breakfast.
How about something more sensible, young lady?
Oh, all right. Pass me those sausages.
I'll make you a plate of eggs, toast, and sausage.
You know, that does smell terrific. Ooh, give it here.
Sarah Jane, why is your hand shaking?
What's that? Oh, I don't know. Morning jitters. Maybe I need some protein in me. Well, you haven't spilled your coffee, but you've got a tremor in that hand. Come on, doctor. How about letting me have some breakfast?
Yes, of course.
There, that's all right then. This is delicious.
That will be the brigadier.
Good morning, doctor. Good morning, Miss Smith.
Tuck into some breakfast, Brigadier.
Well, these are hardly the circumstances, Miss Smith.
What circumstances?
I didn't have a chance to speak to Sarah Jane about your message.
Oh, all right then. I'd better sit down and explain everything. The thing is, one of our chaps found something, quite by accident.
Yes?
We have a policy to walk the grounds in any investigation, even if we're called in just to look at the lab or check the books. So we sent this inexperienced private up to Recce the Woods back against the outer edge of the property. Dashed if he didn't find something. Something we weren't looking for.
What?
A body. Dead body. At least a few months old.
Oh, no.
A little boy. And he was treated badly. Good grief, it still got me shaking, and I'm a man who's seen things. The worst things, but not like this. The most cruel thing was done to him. I mean, utterly cruel.
But how do you know?
The detective inspector said it right off. He knows about those things.
The police let you stay at the site?
They're understaffed. I offered them a unit guard over the area. I've offered the police our every assistance. This is horrible. I never thought I would see it. What was done to that child before he died.
Thank you. The rendition of the theme is by Prydonian Renegade, and you can view his remixes of the Doctor Who theme at whomix.trileet.net.